This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
I love Pink. She's amazing. Everything she does. She put up these pictures of her and her mom on Instagram yesterday.
Talking about Pink?
Yeah. She just had the most, you know, when she was a kid and before her hair was all fancy, and then it's her at an award show with her mom, and she's clearly a lot younger and just really cute. I like the Mother's Day tributes. I spent a lot of time yesterday just sort of flipping through them.
And yeah, I was going to say, I think like 9 out of 10 posts are Mother's Day.
Oh, there
it
you
really
go.
Took over Instagram yesterday, so there's no doubt it's now the expected tribute.
It is. Look at how cute. They're adorbsable. Really cute. Really sweet. Oh, look how young she looks there. That's got to be feeding a grandchild, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah. Anyway, there were a lot of good tributes up there, and to all the moms, good job. Most of you. Some of you are terrible. most of you are great.
How do you rank?
I'm all right.
All right.
My kids wrote me, they wrote me a nice, you know, filled out a whole big card.
Oh,
I know. Look at that.
Can you see all the writing?
Oh, it has like little pop-out butterflies.
Yeah, really cute. They got one card, though. I'm like, what, I don't get three cards? I don't write my own card? Come on. They all signed one. I was like, all right. Well, it's fine. It's less messy on the kitchen counter.
Did they do a big Instagram tribute to you?
No, they didn't. Nope. I don't think they want anything to do with me, really. As far as like, you know, being a person. Like, even it's embarrassing for them if anyone recognizes me when we're out or anything. They're just like, oh, God, not this again.
Oh, geez, really?
I know. It's like, look around you.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Usually at this point in the show, we just try to let your voice be heard. So if you've texted us something, hopefully you'll hear me read it back now. 510 says, the character Mavis in Hotel Transylvania is spot on Jane. Definitely worth watching the kit with the kids. Love
it's
you all.
Mavis. It's
Eddie.
Fun. Jane's
from
Bond.
Eddie works with us.
Eddie Baller. I didn't think about that, but yeah, she wears a black dress and has the same hairstyle almost. Yeah, and that's played by Selena Gomez.
Oh, fine.
No.
All right. Does she do the Jane voice, though?
No, but she wears dark lipstick.
Very Jane-like.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I love you guys. I listen every morning. Definitely appreciate the morning company while I'm driving. Second of all, Sarah, if you want cats, just plant catnip, and you're welcome. Catnip? Is that what she means? Does she mean catnip? Plant?
She
what?
Must. If I want I cats, I
but
plant
you have
does
cats.
Catnip grow? Like, is it? I don't even know what it is.
It's like an herb.
It's like a plant. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've bought catnip before, and it took over an entire garden. I was like, oh no, how do I get rid of this?
Oh,
like,
really?
Self-seeded and went crazy.
By the way, over the weekend, I went into the city, and first of all, the roads are filled. You guys, like this, you know, I know we're still sort of being careful, and people, you know, masks, no masks, I don't know, but the roads are filled with people, and the city was filled with people, too. So it was really neat to see
what
the skyline.
Were you doing up here?
What's that?
What were you doing up here?
I'd gone up to get that tattoo finished.
Oh, right.
So I was in the city for quite a while, actually, on Saturday. But what a nice day, and the city looked so good. The skyline, of course,
it's beautiful, right?
Is killer with the blue sky in the background. And
it's funny. That's one of the things I miss the most. I used to love driving into the city and be like, oh, I'm coming to get you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this. Let's take over.
Get him!
Get him!
Sarah, I had owls visit my yard for a couple weeks last summer. They would sit on the fence posts at dusk. It was magical. Sending you good luck.
Oh, thanks. I'm really hopeful. They're certainly welcome here. I've built them a little owl house.
Right.
To Audubon Society specs, just so we're clear.
408 says, wait, what? The wait. Secret Show?
Yep, Secret Show is coming back on Friday.
What?
I know. It's been in the works for a while.
408 says, SNL should just let Miley Cyrus host the whole damn show. Yeah, she's good.
She's hosted.
She's really good.
Yeah.
Oreo cream filling has not been made with lard for years. It's actually vegan, says 510.
Oh, is that so?
That's good.
That's good because my vegetarian friend, she was like, this has lard in it. I don't care.
Oh, she didn't care?
She was like, don't tell me what's in it, please. Thank you.
Geez.
I'll be eating my Oreos. True story. This is from Jane. It's Jane. I took a picture of Mavis from Hotel Transylvania to my hairstylist. I said, I wanted that haircut.
Get out of here.
That's how I got that cut.
Oh, that makes complete sense. That makes complete sense now.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
That is so awesome.
Well, there it is then, everybody. She was actually going for that. How do we watch the show online? Wait, let me see, because I don't... Oh, yeah? No, that's... Well, that's our Jane.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. They just... Oh, yeah, there's our Janie. It's a little tighter to her head. Jane's goes a little straighter down, but a little... That's adorbsable. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's Jane right there. Oh, yep. Boy.
Wow,
we're looking at pictures of Jane as a cartoon character.
Who knew? I didn't know. I had no idea. How do we watch the show online? If it's on FB, which account do we have to go to? Alice's or Sarah and Vinny's?
Oh, you don't watch it.
There's
online,
no
right?
Online watching of this show. We post clips up sometimes.
Instagram.
Are they talking about the happy hour?
Alice, no, they're talking about the show,
yeah,
the Looking Glass or whatever.
Yeah. That's unfortunately, it's not available for daily viewing right now.
But random hookups are on random hookups.
Yeah, Facebook, it's youtube.com/randomhookups. You can see the happy hours and stuff, but not the regular show. Please subscribe. Thank you.
I'm going to try to figure out a way to word this. 510 says, nipples. I totally enjoy dialing in Alice at 97.3 on my boyfriend's chest. It's a requirement. For picking my partner. So she likes it.
Huh. You need to be able to play with the dials, huh?
I guess.
You want control of what we're listening to.
That's my impersonation of a radio being tuned in.
650 with yet another cold splash of water. I don't know how true this is, but China has stopped buying recycled materials from the U.S. since 2017. All our big blue bins contents are just piling up. That's great.
Boy.
That's great.
Why do
the first time I heard that.
Them out so much? Is that why? Because they have to handle them now, so they don't want to, you know. Because we had heard that there was something going on with China. They're like, your stuff's not clean enough for us to recycle. And then we had to start separating it paper and then glass and plastic, and there was a whole thing, remember? We have multiple streams.
Yeah, I just know that it's really disappointing. I thought we were doing some good with all
right.
of that.
Oh,
and unbeknownst to us, it's just a big freaking joke.
So disheartening.
Let's see. Vin, the exodus from California is not real. They did reports just saying that California just did not get a ton of new people like they normally do. Yes, people are leaving, but not like they said it would. All right. I have about 8 families up in Paradise. 5 of them got burned out and all moved out of the state.
Oh.
I can see that.
Absolutely.
Look, last year, it was August, I think, but when the fires made us, caused us to have evacuation, it was the most real that's ever been to me. Like, that's something that until
right.
you experience it, you really are looking around your house going, what am I willing to say goodbye to? And frankly, in the back of my mind, I was like, none of this. I got all this because I like it. I don't want to say goodbye to any of it.
No, zero of it.
So it's a very scary thing. And I can see why some people might say, you know, if this isn't where you're from or this isn't where you have to be. Peace.
Well, certainly if your house burned down, and you'd ever thought to yourself, boy, this whole drought, fire season, earthquake, etc. is bothersome, now's your chance to get out. You take your money and you run someplace where those things aren't as big a problem.
Right. I mean, look, I'll sit there and gripe as much as any other Californian, but as soon as I'm talking, I was talking to Grime, the guy who does my tattoos, and he's talking about moving to Spain. Like, oh. Just, and as he's talking about it, I'm like, yeah, but, and yeah, because I love California. California does have a lot of great, it's great.
It's great.
I love it here.
I do,
so,
too.
So I was singing its praises and talking him out of it, but, you know, he was sort of like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but in
know,
Spain, you get a siesta.
I know. That'd be so nice. Mm.
Yeah, okay.
That's not enough for me to move there, but that would be, that's a total benefit. That's a bonus.
What he said, though, and I guess he's done the research, is if you buy a home for a certain dollar amount in one of these other countries, you get citizenship. But it has to be a certain amount
just like
of money.
That.
Yeah.
Oh,
but, well.
But like in Portugal, it's this much.
Portugal's supposed
citizen.
To be really easy to become a citizen, and then you got like that gold, they call it the gold status.
Hmm.
You know, because you got an EU passport.
And oh.
And you're...
Well, anyway, psyched. That's... He was saying, and Spain's a certain number. If you buy a house there for, you know, 500K or something, you're a citizen.
Boom. Oh. Just like that.
Buy your way
That's
in.
Pretty... wow. That's easy.
That is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. The EU passport. The gold standard.
Let's see here.
Give me ideas.
I know. Thinking the same thing.
Saw Ike and Tina in the late 60s at the Fillmore. Fantastic show. By the way, they opened for 10 years after. Go figure. Love you guys.
What was the 10 years after song? They had one giant hit.
I don't know them.
You would know this one song. What's the big hit from 10 years after? I used to play it on this oldies station. And I can't think of what it is, but I know there was a hit.
Oh,
come on, Bryn.
I'm trying to find a list of their big hits. Nutbush City Limits.
Nope, that ain't it.
All right, it's going to work out. Baby Get It On. A Fool in Love.
I don't know.
No? Sarah?
I'm going to look it up. Go ahead. You keep
I want to take you higher.
510 says, Tommy is played by the Winter Soldier from Mar-Vell. And Pam is being played by the cousin from Downton Abbey.
Oh. Downtown Abbey.
Oh, that's Lily James?
Apparently.
Rose?
Yeah, and she was also in ABBA 2. Have you watched that movie?
ABBA 2?
I'm sorry, not ABBA 2. Mamma Mia, the second movie ABBA. With the ABBA.
ABBA 2.
Jesus.
It's I'd Love to Change the World. I'd love to change the world. Oh. But I don't know what to do. Let's see if I can... You know that one, right, Ben?
I don't.
Is that Working Together?
No, it's called I'd Love to Change the World.
It didn't pop up for me. All right.
Okay, we'll move on. All right.
Sure.
Yeah, sounds good. Pop up for me. Tina Turner had a kidney transplant. Her husband donated the kidney she needed. This is according to the HBO documentary.
Ike did or some other husband?
No. She's apparently she's not... And I got to watch the documentary, but she's not someone who wants... Well, Ike's dead, right?
I think so.
I think Ike Turner's passed, but yeah, the guy didn't treat her well.
Mm-mm.
So she's wants no part of that. Vinny, did you hear the creator of Vans shoes, Paul Van Doren, passed away over the weekend? I did. Mm. Tons of people I follow made posts, you know, they love the guy, and I certainly grew up in Vans shoes. Mm-hmm. I still wear them today. I got a pair right over there. So that's he's a great guy. I mean, he made great shoes. Whatever. Been wearing them my whole life.
Rest in peace.
Paul Van Doren. 408 says, Beyonce is famous for Bootylicious, but she hates that song. End the word.
It happens. Sometimes the one that's that, you know, puts you on the map is, it's like the Beastie Boys hate that, the party song.
Fight for Your Right to Party.
Fight for Your Right to Party. And Radiohead hates Creep. You know, you hear about this stuff. These joke songs. Crocodile Rock was how that conversation started. Elton John said that was a total spoof song.
Doesn't like it. Doesn't want to perform it. Has to. Will. but doesn't like it and can't wait to never sing it again. I was reading that going, wow, that's terrible. But that's a guy with 40 million hits, so I guess he can throw one away if he wants.
Right.
Sarah, you're looking for this song here?
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard this.
Yeah. This is 10 years after. This is the only one I mean, maybe we'd recognize some of the other ones. They got 50 songs that they list before this one, but that's the one, Bryn. But get to the verse. It goes,
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. All right, I see.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Population keeps on. Oh, yeah, look at that. Nation bleeding, still
more beating. Yeah, it's a good song. I like that one.
Listen to this. 408 says, my daughter went on a Tinder date and said no to a second date. So the date reported to Tinder that she assaulted him, and now she can't get her account back.
Men are the worst.
Oh.
Men are the worst.
They are the worst.
You can't categorize all men
like
that.
That's not fair. He
got his feelings. Well, I guess she assaulted his feelings. Yeah.
Oh, my feelings are hurt. She assaulted my feelings.
Right, well, no doubt he's a douche, but you can't just get all of us for it.
Dude, like, it's all you guys. Men. Ugh.
God.
For the record, Miley is gross. Sorry, Vinny. But she can sing. She's not gross. What's gross about Miley?
Yeah, she's fine.
I just think
she had a gross period. Yeah,
that's, well, she likes to grab.
She went back into her like grunge phase, and
the era where she was like licking everything.
I would think every guy would be into her because she likes chaunch. So, and
that's
other stuff.
True.
Yeah, I think every guy would like that.
That Gen Y skit on SNL made me want to stab someone. Worst SNL episode ever. Yeah, I couldn't figure out what I was looking at. And then
the sad part is I was able to keep up with it.
Of course you were.
Like, you were.
This is so stupid.
I actually was thinking of you. I'm like, I'll bet you.
I don't talk like that, but I was able to understand it. And I was like, this is so dumb.
Well, I liked when the doctor comes in. It's Elon Musk. He's all, so, she's like dead. And they're like, oh, is that good?
Like literally dead?
Like literally dead. Like dead.
No cap.
One last one, slightly self-serving, but we'll end on this.
Okay.
Where do you go to subscribe for The Secret Show?
Oh, go to
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, really very nice Monday. It went just fine. I mean, as fine as you can expect for a Monday. Delightful.
Well, I woke up a little tired, and now I'm the other side of it. I'm completely caffeinated to the tippy top. So
you're ready to take on those kids, Vin.
God knows where this is going to go for me today.
Nowhere but Adventureland. We also made the announcement today that our secret show is coming back on Friday. That'll be the first of many episodes to come. So if you are not already a subscriber, even if you are a subscriber, check your status to make sure you don't miss a show. And then you go to Odyssey. And it turns out that, yes, you can, in fact, subscribe now. There was no although available involved at all.
At all?
At all. So we'd love to have you listen to The Secret Show. It's filthy. If you're a prude, it's not for you. You dirty birds, you know who you are. Talk about whatever we want on there. And say swears and stuff. Oh, titillating.
It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's great. And also, I'm sure we'll do a couple crosstalks this week with V-Hale. Mm-hmm. Get that epic battle royale going again. Vinny, did you see the caricature this kid Edwin made of you? It's eerily great.
I'm a Muppet. What do you mean, did
so
I see
great.
It? I saw it and went, he turned me into a Muppet.
A El Campeón del Pueblo Muppet.
Well, all right. But still, yes, I saw it.
I was like,
Edwin clearly have a nice relationship going.
We do. The guy's peppering me with stuff. I'm like, keep it coming, Edwin. I like it.
So I guess you guys are trying to talk V. Hale into stopping the trivia game, right? By all the fun you made of her. You got to stop making fun of her.
No, she's
going
to
thrive
on having fun made of her. But here's the thing. Nicole offered to help. Nicole was like, why don't I help you? And she's like, no, I got to do it on my own. I'm competitive, and I'm gonna try and win.
Okay.
It's like, all right, B. No
problem.
Well,
you let me know when we're playing. I'm in.
All right. Bryn all right. usually gets in touch with V. Hale and tries to set that up. Mm-hmm. So we are turning things over to her now, though. So take it away, V. Hale. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.